Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, a Friday edition, an opportunity to find out what is on your mind if you call us at 855-200-1776. Put that number in your speed dial and give us a call today and tell us what's on your mind. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Check out the events link at NorthDakotaOilCan.com and make sure Alexander, North Dakota, on July 14th for our Great Cook Fest is on your calendar. Southart on the 16th of July will be broadcasting live from both events, and they are great. All the details at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I am off today, but I have a most able guest host. Ladies and gentlemen, time to turn over the microphones to the one and only Pat Finken, president of ODNI, a North Dakota advertising, public affairs, and public relations consulting company. Pat is also a member of the board of directors of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a respected North Dakota political activist and pundit, and a most able guest host of What's On Your Mind, the one and only Pat Finken. Folks, Pat, take it away.
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much. You know, it almost sounded like he was really right here in the room. Morning, everybody. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hannon on another edition of What's On Your Mind with my trusty sidekick, the one and only Todd, the radio god. So good morning, everybody.
Did he write all that, or did you write all that?
I absolutely wrote it, except okay. I had the disrespected political pundit.
He must have assumed it was a typo.
Yeah, then, he must have assumed that that was a typo. I had the lie. He did make up the part about able and capable sub-host, you know, because obviously it's the B-squad. Maybe the C-squad today is all I can say is that. Anyway, it's great to be back. It's been a while since I've had a chance to fill in for Scott and the talk about the stuff going on in North Dakota and what a great state this is, and plus all the crazy stuff going on federally. So I always look forward to this. I wish I got to do it more often, but Scott's too smart for that. Doesn't want me in here that often. So anyway, good morning, everybody. I want you to be part of the show today. Of course, today is First Time Friday. We're trying to make sure that we focus on those first-time callers, and of course, you're the folks that we want to talk to today to encourage you to get a chance to exercise your voice. And boy, are there things to talk about. There is no question that we've got tons of stuff to talk about. And, Todd, you want to give them the stats where they can participate in the show?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com, or if you want to shoot a text, since that's becoming oh so popular these days, you can shoot me that text at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503.
So, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Like I said, there's lots of stuff to talk about, and obviously in North Dakota and nationally as well. And I really do want to hear from some of you about your opinions. There are a couple of hot topics that I thought we'd kick off, and of course, you can either call in and talk about these, or you can leave them on the listener line, or you can participate on Facebook, on our Facebook page. But, you know, there's just a bunch of stuff going on. A couple of things that really got me going on this is, are you amazed at how some of the Democrat presidential candidates, granted, what, Republicans have 17 of them, and we have ranges from, you know, crazy to pretty all right, in fact, impressive resume types. Especially some of the governors. I'll tell you what, we've got some great candidates on the Republican side. We have our own few crazies, too. But you look at the Democrats, and one of the latest is Lincoln Chafee, who just got into it. Now, Lincoln Chafee is running for the Democrat nomination against Hillary Clinton and O'Malley and Bernie Sanders. And, of course, Bernie Sanders is no mainstream guy either. But this Lincoln Chafee wants to negotiate with ISIS, relax the drug laws in this country, forgive Eric Snowden and let him come home, and change our system to the metric system. My question for you on the hot topic line is going to be this. Is this guy on point, or is he bat crazy? Me, I tend to think this guy's bat crazy. I mean, this is back to 60s liberalism. This guy's like way left, and the whole batch of them is pretty left. In fact, I talk a lot about presidential politics is going to the edges these days. That's not to say there aren't some good mainstream candidates, especially, like I said before, some of the Republican governors. But I'll tell you, it's interesting to watch how everything goes to the outer edges on this. The other one I wanted to talk a little bit about today in terms of the hot topics, and again, if you want to weigh in on any of these, feel free to. But the other one that's got my goat a little bit on this is the, you know, I'm sure you've seen in some of the newspaper accounts and how the Democrats are, again, screaming foul over the tax reform for the oil industry that went on in the last session. Of course, oh, well, we can't afford to reduce the tax rates and it's awful. And the Republicans are, you know, going to ruin the state because we're going to give up billions of dollars. You've heard the arguments time and time again. What I find interesting in this is that in 2009, the minority leader of the North Dakota House, Kent Nonstedt, proposed this exact same thing. He was going to cut it. In fact, I think if I remember correctly, he was actually going to cut it further with that bill. So my question to you on hot topics is, are we talking about hypocrisy or is this just good politics? And that's the question on that. And if you want to weigh in on those, of course, there's lots of things that that we can talk about today. I do want to start before we get into the, you know, some of the hot topic things. Who besides me is absolutely thrilled, amazed, and astounded at the Minnesota Twins?
Holy, after those first two games, it was not looking good.
Holy buckets. 32 wins, well above 500, leading the division. In fact, if you look at their win record compared to some of the others, other division heads, they're right in the midst of where all the top teams are. Who would have thunk? You know, if we could pick up a good pitcher at, like, the All-Star break, you know, and I don't, well, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said maybe we could sustain this because I'm going to jinx us in that. But how about those Minnesota Twins? Is that fun to watch or what? So anyway, I just promised myself I was going to get into that during the show today because it's been fun to watch these guys. It's fun to see them win. And man, oh man, have they got the bats going, especially when runners are in position to score. So that's exciting to see that. As Scott mentioned at the top of the show, there's a couple of things we're going to talk about today that I think you're going to find interesting. Number one is North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem. He's going to be on the show at 9:30 today. We're going to talk about that organized crime strike force that he and Chris Myers and Mike Cotter and the U.S. Justice Department have put together to help combat drugs and organized crime in North Dakota. Of course, you know, it's kind of hard for those of us that grew up in this part of the world to imagine that we have a problem like that, but this probably isn't something new, and while there's an increased activity because of all the new folks, especially young men, coming here as a target for these criminals, the reality is that, you know, most of the drug traffic in this country has been driven by these Mexican cartels for literally decades, especially on the reservations. And so to see us take that next step and turn up the heat, I'm glad to see that, and Wayne's going to come in and talk about that. And while he's here, I'm going to ask him, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he ruled yesterday at the end of the day that the this issue over the PERS retirement system, as you know, the legislature left town and took a break before resolving the issue on the PERS retirement system. Well, he ruled that under current law, they could have a continuing appropriation and that they could continue to function even without passing something, which is a whole new concept in North Dakota. And so, I mean, that's crazy to think that somehow we have a similar situation to D.C. on some of these continuing appropriations. And he'll be in, and we're going to ask him about that, too, because that redefines the whole role. Now, that's not to say that the legislature shouldn't come in and budget and set priorities and do all those things. They absolutely have to do that. In fact, he was very careful not to give them carte blanche with any kind of continuing appropriation, but that there were some limits to what they could do, but that they could still function in their basic tasks under the current law. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and how he came to that whole issue, but that is really quite a dynamic change in the way that government in North Dakota operates. So that'll be interesting. And then, of course, later today, we've got Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford coming into the show. We're going to talk a little bit about the impacts of the oil tax now that it's the trigger didn't hit and that we're looking at 10%. Brent's one of the many people in Western North Dakota that supported the change in the oil tax revenue, but there have been some voices that oppose it. We're going to talk a little bit about why he supports that reform and how he sees that play out. Also, though, interestingly enough, there's a story out today about Watford City and how those rents are starting to finally come down as a result not of government intervention, but of the marketplace correcting, both in terms of reduced demand and increased supply. He is on record as saying that some of those in Watford City, which, by the way, at one time had one of the highest and the fastest increasing rents in the country, have come down as much as $1,000 a month. So good news for the people that live out there, some balance. But, again, letting the market take hold as opposed to forcing some kind of government intervention in that regard is always a better way to handle this. And finally, on the list of things that we'd like to talk about today, and, of course, we're always open for whatever you want to talk about, there are a couple of national things going on. One is, of course, you saw that the EPA has now admitted that fracking has no real effect on groundwater unless it's done poorly. And, of course, any kind of development that's done poorly is going to have problems. But even the EPA is on board now. I'll be interested to see what these environmental groups do. Anyway, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. I'm Pat Finken, and we'll be back with your calls in just a minute.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Is it time for a new truck? Then it's time to head to S&S Motors in Watford City. Hey, folks, Scott Hannon here. I bought my truck at S&S Motors in Watford City, and I love it. And you know what? About after a year, I need another one. I just get a little itchy. I want to trade. Different color, different model, and they have them all, new and used. They can get you a new Ford or new Chevy or a great selection of pre-owned as well. Stop and see them in Watford City at S&S Motors or call them at 701-444-2341 online at snsmotorsinc.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
By Polar Service Center. $15 million. That's the size of the inventory they have at Polar Service Center. 20,000 different SKUs on hand, which is why I can say there is not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. They have what you need, from tank parts to top brands in industrial hose. They're in Kildare or Billings in our listing area, and they have tank parts you need when you need them. truck hydraulics, too. If you're pumping crude, they've got a pump for it. If you've got to push sand off the trailer, they've got a blower for it. If you need to push water or vacuum water onto your trailer, they have a pump for it and the hose to carry it through. In fact, right now, the Challenger pumps are priced at an incredible discount. Such a good deal, I can't tell you on the radio. That's right, that good a deal. It's so good, we can't even tell you. But trust me, it's a good deal. Got a text from the folks at Polar Service Center said, one of your listeners bought $11,000 in Challenger pumps. I said, well, that's good. It's a good deal, obviously. So don't miss out on this good deal. Get to Polar Service Center, Highway 22, north in Kildare, or off exit 452 or 456, I-90 North in Billings. $100 off a tank wash, you can tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. Now back to more. What's on your mind with your guest host today, Pat Finken.
Hey, thanks, Scotty. Appreciate the introduction. Again, the numbers to call if you want to be part of the show are 701-258-05550 or 1-800-228-05550. I got to tell you, we got a great call online on the caller line and recorded a bit for us. So let's go to that caller first before we go back to the live lines.
Good morning. Say, I heard on the radio late last night that this Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, whoever this person is turning out, you know, turning into, is going to get their own reality TV show. And I just thought to myself, are you kidding me? Of all the important newsworthy topics that the major media is reporting on, why is this news? Why is this relevant? It's just as dumb as that Deflategate thing. I don't understand it, but then I thought, well, the people who voted for Obama twice and will probably vote for Hillary are pretty simple-minded, and I guess we need to have something on the radio to entertain them, too. That also reminds me, I'd like to take this opportunity to announce my candidacy for the President of the United States of America. I figured everybody else who doesn't have a chance is throwing their hat into the race, so I guess I will, too. My name is Chris, and I approve this message. This message was paid for by a Ford truck driver.
Gotta like that guy. What a great bit.
Actually, it wasn't paid for, because, but
yeah,
still.
Right. Yeah, okay. Hey, back to the phones. We've got callers lining up here. Let's go to line one. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I'm also a poor truck driver. you know, a while back, this is probably unrelated to anything discussed this morning yet, but I remember hearing where Hovind and Heitkamp each got a couple hundred thousand for their vote for that Keystone Pipeline. And I'm like, we don't pay these people enough that they are able to get money on the side from, you know, it seems like a conflict of interest to me.
Wait a minute. Where did you think that these guys got money for their vote on Keystone?
I heard it twice.
That's not true. Yeah, you got to quit listening to the tinfoil hat crowd, because that is absolutely not true. There are people that line their beanies with tinfoil. Those people tend to think about those kinds of things. But the truth is, there is no truth to that. And quite frankly, the reason why I can't speak for Heitkamp, but I can tell you why Hovind supports it. One is because it's going to create, you know, thousands of jobs in the U.S., but more importantly, it's part of getting oil out of North Dakota and not have it on the highways, and especially not in rail cars. That Keystone Pipeline is going to pick up about 10% of North Dakota oil and take it south for us and avoid putting it on the rails. And that's why they support it. But any idea if there's some kind of payoff in that, that just is not the case at all. Hey, Pat, thanks for the call. Let's go to line two. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Not too bad. On this next week's election there on the city sales tax for Mandan increase, kind of hope everybody kind of votes no against it, especially in light of the recent property tax debacle. You know, everybody's property tax, a lot of people, from 25, some cases up to 100%. You know, and as far as the Mandan City Commission, I got a message for them. Quit your spending, you know. If you haven't got the money in the bank, pay for the projects you want to put out there, then we don't need it. You know, and go Twins, go.
Hey, all right, go Twins, go. Let's go to line three. Rose, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, I wish I was good. No, I'm bringing up, I'm the one that needed the electrician, but I'm actually working on that. I'm going to, probably within the week or week and a half, I'm going to have all that done. I did get some of my neighbor's wires out of my yard. He's got a pole on the corner, so I figured, you got your pole, get your wires out of my yard. And I called. I've been calling like 4 years. They finally got the damn wires out, so that's a good thing. But my big thing is my meeting. I had my meeting on Wednesday night in Portal. You know, that little county meeting, that city meeting or whatever you want to call it. And you get in there, and everybody talks, and I like to be last because then maybe somebody will leave, and then I can really open up, you know. But 9 times out of 10, they tell me, you know, they hee-haw to let me get through. They make sure they even have a guy on the console that is on, like, Skype from Alaska, mind you. And, you know, I let everybody talk. I get, you know, the sheriff was there from Burke County and that. We have a lot of problems in town, and he doesn't think so, but I do. You know, I told him his solution to be able to take care of the little towns, because he's understaffed. He's only got 3 deputies plus himself. I said,
So, Rose, what's the point here? We got about a minute left, so
The point is, I never get to say what I want to say. You know, I'm a woman, and I'm the only person that's as far as to go up to the meeting and talk to somebody about something, and I get really downsized. It's like, hurry up, we got to adjourn the meeting. Everybody else gets to talk but me. I mean, I can talk fast, so.
And I'll pass to you too.
I got to tell you, Rose, right. I find it extremely hard to imagine that you don't get a chance to talk.
I don't. They tell me, you know, our old mayor, they used to tell me to shut up and sit down. I said, my husband doesn't tell me that.
I don't know where you get off telling me that.
Huh?
I got news for you. Normally, a husband would not be able to say that under any circumstances.
Right,
Rose, thanks for the call.
Appreciate
the call. Thanks, Rose. Interesting people today. I love the poor truckers. We should hear from more poor truckers.
Yeah.
There's some very strong opinions there. There's no question about that.
Poor Trucker Friday.
Maybe Monday, because poor truckers obviously aren't working on Monday.
Well, they are poor.
If they were working, they wouldn't be poor.
They're working on Friday and Monday. They're working on both.
Yeah, well,
every day should be poor Trucker Friday.
Well, and actually, I think you probably do work a lot when you're a trucker. There's no question.
Exactly.
Especially now that the market softened up a little bit in this part of the country, these guys are working extra hard. So my heart's going to those guys. So anyway, a great segment. Appreciate all the calls and all the feedback all over the board. But we're going to focus after the break. We're going to bring in Attorney General Wayne Stengem and talk about the strike force and his rulings on the PERS situation in the North Dakota legislature. All that's coming up after the break. And, of course, we'll take your calls. If you have calls and have questions for the Attorney General, you can join us at 258-0550. Todd was quick to point out earlier that I blew the number when
I just had too many digits.
Yeah, I just had too many fives in there. Or 1-800-228-0550.
There we go.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Pickett sitting in for Scotty, and we'll be back with Wayne Stengem after the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For our tank. They keep us going on this radio show, so thank them for making this show possible. And if you find a product that we advertise that works for you, buy it. And tell them Scott and Todd sent you from the What's On Your Mind team. That includes this unbelievable pillow that both Todd and I sleep on from MyPillow. That's right. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. This is serious stuff. I mean, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. If you're not getting a good night's sleep, take some time to find out how MyPillow has helped so many people. And myself included, I sleep a lot better thanks to MyPillow. This works. It's a patented interlocking fill. And basically what that means is it adjusts to any sleep position. Yeah, it's pretty simple. So 10-year warranty. It'll never go flat. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Back now to more of What's On Your Mind with our guest host today, Mr. Pat Finken. Pat, take it away.
Thank you, Scotty, and welcome to the show. This is What's On Your Mind. Your guest host today, Pat Finken from Bismarck, North Dakota. And the numbers to call if you want to be part of the show are 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Of course, we're always looking for your calls, and up next is something you may want to weigh in on, and our guest for the second half of this hour is the North Dakota Attorney General, Wayne Stengem. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Pat, how are you? Happy
Friday. I'm good. I'm good, man. I had to laugh. They were doing a shtick in the morning shows prior to this where they'd use that little Law and Order stinger every time your name came up. So
Oh,
I don't know if you'd have told me I'd have had that ready, but and what's funny about that is that they were doing that, and of course they actually still had the tagline from your commercials in the election, so a little free advertising for you there.
Oh,
so
good.
Well, welcome to the show. We appreciate you taking time. I know you guys got a lot going on, but actually a couple areas that we probably want to touch upon. Let's start with the organized crime strike force that you've organized. And so, you know, Wayne, one of the things that struck me when I read that is that, you know, growing up here as you have, I know you know, from, spent some time in Williston as a kid and I had Douglas in the day. It's a little hard to imagine that such a thing would be necessary here, but there's no question that this is going on in this state and quite frankly being driven by organized crime.
No question about it. As you mentioned, I grew up in Williston, North Dakota, and so know the area very well, and I get up there quite often still. And am amazed every time that I go to see what is happening, but also hearing from our BCI agents and working with them on the level of criminal activity that we're seeing. And while I can give the usual cautions about my support in general for all of the good things that are happening with the development of our oil resources in North Dakota, I also have to deal with the unpleasant reality that what we're seeing is an increase in some criminal activity, and that is particularly noticed in the area of drug activity. You know, when I came into office in the early 2000s, we were dealing with those local mom and pop meth labs that were popping up all across the state and dealt with them rather effectively. But those meth labs that we saw back then were producing, you know, an ounce or half an ounce of meth, and that was about it. And we had to pay attention to them because they were toxic, dangerous sites, and kids were often crawling around in them. But now what we're seeing is something entirely different. Along with the good parts of the development, we're also seeing, as any boom shows, an increase in the opportunists who come out here, and we have no shortage of them. And in the area of drug trafficking, far different than the meth lab issue that we dealt with a dozen years or so ago, we're now seeing that people are bringing drugs in huge quantities, not by the gram or by the half an ounce, but by the multiple pounds. And one of the other things that we're seeing is that the difference is that they're coming directly from the cartels in Mexico and bringing those large amounts up here, not with several middlemen like you used to see where you go through four, five, six levels of middlemen along the way, but actually coming up here directly to Western North Dakota in particular. And of great concern to me and the safety of our officers is that they are, without exception, heavily armed. And this is something that we need to get a handle on. That's the purpose of the strike force that Acting U.S. Attorney Chris Myers and I announced earlier this week. We want to assure the citizens of North Dakota that we are going to do everything we can to keep North Dakota among the safest states in the union. But we also want to send the message to the criminals, you don't want to do business in North Dakota. And so that's what we're going to be doing with this strike force.
How does the strike force change the parameters or the approach that you're taking there? What's going to be different about this than what's already happening?
We are that's a great question because of course we already are working on many of these kinds of cases. But what we want to do is to identify and focus on the worst of the worst, as Chris Myers mentioned, the worst of the worst, those folks who are at the tip of the spear. Bring in this stuff, dismantle them, bring them down, and take them to justice. And so the number of people who will be working on this will be at least 50 in organized regionally in the Bismarck-Mandan area, Minot, Williston, and Dickinson, but acting regionally. And so those folks will be devoting their time to redoubling our efforts. In addition to that, local, state, agencies have been adding additional staffing all the time. The number of increase in local sworn officers from the counties and cities out in Western North Dakota in the last 6 years has increased 83%, so almost a doubling of the number of law enforcement officers. On the state level, we're seeing more highway patrol. The legislature was very cognizant of the information I brought to them last session and added 16 and a half new law enforcement positions dealing mostly with Western North Dakota that will enable us to redouble our efforts and devote additional resources to this very serious problem. But what we want to do is focus and concentrate on the worst of the worst, and we're thinking, you know, in North Dakota, this is new to us, the kind of activity we're seeing. If we can nip this in the bud, we can go a long way to helping to alleviate this
Let's
problem.
Let's go to the callers right now. We just got one guy that has a question for you. Kurt, welcome to the show. Did you have a question or comment for the Attorney General? Kurt? Oh, looks like we lost him. Oh, go ahead, Kurt. Are you there? Go ahead.
Yes. Wayne, when are they going to man and get their Williston FBI office up and going? And secondly, I keep hearing multiple reports, and I know you're much more informed. Where is all this black tar heroin coming from? We keep hearing that there's a major influx of heroin up in this part of the country, and where is it coming from? And is it the fact that it's cheap?
Okay, thank you. Happy to answer those. Those are great questions, Kurt, and I appreciate it. The FBI is bringing in, it appears, three additional agents who will be operating out of a Williston office. They will be coming shortly if they're not already here, but they're also constructing an office in Williston that will house those officers, so they'll have a permanent base and a permanent office out of which to operate. That's in addition to the additional couple of FBI agents that were moved into Sidney, Montana. And so that's going to be very useful. When we did the announcement of our task, of our strike force, we were very honored to have out in North Dakota Bruce Orr, who's the director of the Organized Crime and Drug Enforcement Task Force out of the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. We reminded them that of the statistics I just gave you about the amount of resources that are being devoted on the local and state level, and to remind them that we're not here just to tell the federal government we need them to come in and save us, but they are partners. They need to play a role as well. That is particularly true because the state of North Dakota, of course, has no jurisdiction for criminal prosecutions on the Indian reservations, which is a central core of drug distribution and also the center of the Bakken. And so we need to make sure that we have the federal agencies that are involved, the federal prosecutors, and that we're working with all of those folks all across the board to deal with this issue. So Mr. Orr, Bruce Orr, when he came here, promised to devote additional resources from the OCDEF office to the state of North Dakota. The FBI is coming in. We've seen additional border patrol. So the federal government is coming in, and I'm very pleased to see that they are willing partners and working on all of this. And no small credit for that goes to our acting U.S. Attorney, Chris Myers, who is doing just a fabulous job, because he went to Washington and lobbied and urged them, explained the importance of additional federal resources here, was successful in getting the OCDEF director to come out here and take a tour of the Bakken area so he could get an on-the-ground look at what's happening. Now, the question with regard to the heroin is that is coming from the major distribution centers. A lot of it comes from Mexico. It comes up through Central America and then through Mexico and on its way up here. Often it comes from some of the major hubs in California or Chicago and then works its way here.
Why you need more than something that's just in our borders.
Right,
you've
got
to have not only a regional but a national footprint. So that's really why the federal government's critical in this, I would think.
That's absolutely true, and in addition to that, we have devoted resources from our friends over in Montana, because of course the Bakken stretches over there as well, and we emphasize to them to understand first the issue with regard to the Indian reservations, where the federal government only has jurisdiction, but also that this is interstate and international, and that's why we need assistance and involvement from them in this strike force. And they want to be a part. They are very impressed with the efforts that we're undertaking. They're very impressed with the strike force that we announced, and they left assuring us and that they would be devoting resources to participating in this, in addition to those resources that have already been devoted. Further, in the area of the heroin, what is happening is that we're seeing that the price of prescription medication has skyrocketed, especially out in western North Dakota. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of people who become addicted to the prescription narcotics, see the price getting so high, and so then they turn to heroin because it's cheaper, it's more readily available.
And Wayne, we're about to come up on a break. Okay. We can probably wrap. We'll come back and finish this discussion on the price of that, because I think it's an important point. I also want to touch upon how this is helpful for the reservations, where, by the way, this problem actually has existed for some time. But we'll talk all about that and more with What's on Your Mind and our guest, Attorney General Wayne Stengel.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
If you're a mineral rights owner and want to know what the future holds, then you need to attend the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot. Hear from the biggest names in North Dakota on oil and gas. Hear from the experts on title curative issues, regulatory updates, information on mineral appraisals, and so much more. The biggest names in the industry will be in Minot June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join fellow royalty owners in learning the very latest on this booming industry. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557 or go online to naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. June 25th and 26th in Minot.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
July with. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on Your Mind is sponsored in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Power you can depend on. It's important stuff. If you care about enhancing, preserving, and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, join the Army. And that, by the way, includes coal-based electricity. All of the above includes coal. It's the only way North Dakota and Minnesota will have affordable, reliable energy for families and businesses for decades. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today, Pat Finken. Pat.
Hey, thanks, Scotty. Our guest this morning is North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem. There we go. The official soundtrack of the Attorney General's office. Sorry to cut you off there, Wayne. These hard breaks, sure. You got to do it or you're in trouble.
You need to make money.
Well, then the FCC comes in and Todd loses his license and it just doesn't go well. We were talking about the strike force that you guys have implemented and you know, kind of why. And of course, you were on the topic of the cost of black heroin being one of those forces. But what's really driving this increase in drug activity in Western North Dakota and really across North Dakota? What's driving that? Why suddenly the surge in that?
Well, because we have it's a supply and demand situation. There is a market up here. There are a number of people who have money that they seem to not know what to do with and decide that they want to waste it on this product and then, of course, become addicted to it. And that causes all kinds of problems. It's a lot of the increase in other related crimes have to do with the drug trafficking. If you see an increase in burglaries and aggravated assaults and some of those additional crimes that occur, it's because very often of the fact that there are drugs available, there are people addicted to it, and there are people who are using it who cause all kinds of additional problems. So, you know, a very, very simple supply and demand situation. The cartels are finding this to be a very lucrative place to do business because the price is very high up here compared to where it is
in other
parts of the country. And they figure there are people who have money. They're saying, hey, come on up here to the Bakken. There are people, we have a clientele who are interested in buying this product and they have the money to pay for it.
And money, more money than most, I would imagine.
Precisely so.
Let's go back to the phones. David, welcome to the show. Did you have a question or comment for the Attorney General? David, your turn.
Yes. Okay, I'm a fire chief in a small town, and recently the governor had burn bans, and I know several towns that guys had burned anyway during it, and we had big hassles with it and that, and now we have state's attorneys that won't do anything about it. Well, what's the Attorney General think of this?
Well, it is the duty of state's attorneys in North Dakota to prosecute criminal activity that happens within their community. A lot of people think that the attorney general is the employer or the boss or has some kind of direction over the actions of the state's attorneys. I don't. Those are locally elected officials, and if they're not doing their job, then you need to talk first to the state's attorney, but also to the county commission and put the pressure on them and urge them to do what the law requires of them, which is to investigate and then determine whether to prosecute a case or not.
It sounds like a classic case of it isn't a problem of too little laws, it's just too little enforcement. So, David, thanks for the call. Well, let's get back on the point that we're talking about today with the task force. One of the things I'm intrigued by this, and while the level of play in Western North Dakota in this regard is clearly increasing, and there's been a tremendous effort so far to really combat this issue, this is just the next logical step. One of the things I'm encouraged by in this is that this problem's actually existed on the reservation for some time. I mean, this is not a new problem when it comes to the reservations. Is this going to help us do a better job on the reservations in terms of dealing with that drug trade on the reservations? Is this going to improve that a lot?
Yes, I think that it is, Pat, because I think especially having additional FBI agents, they are the ones that have investigatory authority along with the BIA on the Indian reservations, and that's a critical part. And I hear from leadership, especially at Fort Berthold, who are very concerned, as we all are, about public safety within their own jurisdictions. They want something to be done about this. Mr. White, who is the head of the BIA operation at Fort Berthold, was at our meeting up in Williston day before yesterday. He is assuring that he will get additional personnel to work on the law enforcement on the reservation in concert with us. And of course, the U.S. Attorney's Office is the agency that prosecutes felonies, and that's why I think that is in part what helped drive Chris to spearhead the effort to get the strike force going. And I want to assure people too, as long as I've got you on the radio, Pat, that I, you know, we get, we have these initiatives and these strike forces, and people wonder if, is anything actually going to happen? And I want to assure people there will be results. We are going to see that this is going to be an effective operation. And as we go about and complete the work and get indictments, criminal charges, we'll make announcements and we'll let people know that law enforcement is on duty. Our prosecutors are ready to go and work on all of these cases.
That's great to hear, Wayne, and I appreciate that. And it's not like they haven't been doing a good job with this, but you're absolutely right. This is the next step, and this is how we further clamp down. Our guest has been North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Wayne, thank you for being on the show today and for the
update. Always a pleasure, Pat. Have a good weekend.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with more after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Need a new building now? LegacySteelBuilding.com, a leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. They build them all around the world. Look around. You'll see a Legacy Steel building near you. Ag buildings, airplane hangars, horse barns and arenas, industrial steel buildings, storage buildings, garage, workshop, warehouses, trucking facilities, and so much more. The new Coca-Cola plant in Williston, a Legacy Steel building. The Black Gold Truck and Repair Center, Highway 2 near the Montana border, a Legacy Steel building. The new Loewenbrow Pipeline Company up at Epping, a Legacy Steel building. The Sweet Crude Travel Center in Grassy Butte, a Legacy Steel building. You get the idea. Go online now, LegacySteelBuilding.com. The closer you look, the better they look. LegacySteelBuilding.com or call 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. If you need a building now, you need Legacy Steel Buildings.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.